Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about meeting people from where they come, specifically sellers. Jill's a pro at it.
Thank you.
She's going to tell her the secrets, and I'm going to tell you why I'm not the person the seller talks to in our little group here.
I don't think it's a hard. Do you really think it's a talent? I think it's a talent. Do you think everybody can do it?
Nope.
Really?
I think I can't do it.
Have you tried?
Not for a decade.
Well, maybe if you try, you'd stand a better chance.
I'm more comfortable
passing it off to me.
In my head and the computer.
Uh-huh. That's a good thing you're good at that.
Before Jill figures out what's wrong with me on this episode,
no.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Ryan asks, "Hey, Jack, as a follow-up, I wanted to thank you so much for your podcast. Having learned a ton these past few months, you covered my purchase of 6 acres outside Austin for $12,000 on the podcast. We recently received an offer for $100,000, but turned it down. Oh my gosh. We're getting the parcel rezoned and adding physical access and hopefully further increase its value, and have added 5 other large parcels since. One bought for $8,000 and looking to sell for $30,000 plus. One for $25,000 with a lot of interest at $50,000 to buy.
Yeah.
And 3 others were sorting through contracts." Oh my gosh.
Wow.
"I've only been at this for 3 months, but I know the insight I've gained from you both has dramatically shortened my learning curve. Keep inspiring others. This is really a game changer. Thanks again, Ryan."
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I mean, they're sitting on $250,000 of equity.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Yet.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm liquid proud.
I'm so glad.
Truly amazing, Ryan.
This is one of the things that this is mind-boggling to me too, that I can't think of any other business where you could ramp up this fast.
Right.
I mean, 3 months? That's insane. Nobody gets that kind of returns. I don't care what kind of shop or store or, you know, whatever you do. You certainly can't get a college education in 3 months and
right.
be a lawyer or something. I mean, it's crazy.
So I don't think you get a trophy for doing it the fastest in this game. I think you get a trophy for doing it the most profitable. And so if you can combine the two, that's even better. However, for whatever reason, he's found this little niche.
And
here's what I think. Here's what, between the lines on this whole comment, on this topic, what I think is going on is they're not afraid to spend $6,000.
Oh.
I think there's a lot of trepidation, especially for new people, mm-hmm. to spend that. Like Jill and I, I added it up. Like last week we spent, I don't know, $500,000 or $600,000.
Tell me something funny.
On acquisitions. Go ahead.
This is so funny. Okay, so I hear you. So we're spending money just flies out the door on property because it's property. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's real estate.
But I'm looking at office furniture right now. I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend that much. It's so darn
I agree
funny.
With that.
I'm like, well, okay, I really shopped around. I think we can do, like, I spent a couple $100 on my desk. It's like not even, and I think it's cool and modern and you haven't even seen it yet. Anyway, right. And it's like,
I was asked to stay out of this.
I had to really think about it. And now I'm like, like, this is hilarious. Is it? It's like, it's funny. But anyway, yeah. But I hear you. Like for property, it's they know the value.
Yeah.
They get it.
Well, some people just have the confidence and they're looking at the data saying, you know what? We just can't lose on this thing.
It's true.
Or within reason, we can't lose.
Right. It checks all the boxes. I can look at all the other properties for sale in the area.
I can even hesitate.
See the interest.
Anymore.
Yes, this is a good buy. And
exactly.
then just move on.
That's what I hear Ryan saying here.
It's awesome.
And that's why he's doing so well.
Yep.
It's not beyond his risk threshold to spend $6,000 in a business that he's only been in for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of see what happens.
Right.
Maybe I'll make $12,000. Maybe I'll make $100,000.
Exactly.
That's kind of my attitude on it all the time.
Well, you know, and here's another point too, is when I talk to people that are thinking about doing this, if you really, you have to be comfortable, like you just said, writing a check for $12,000. I mean, that's a big deal for some people. And then B, have the money. I mean, you don't want to be borrowing and worrying.
No,
you know,
that takes the fun out of it.
It does. So if you have to save it up, save it up. Spend 6 months putting away a little chunk of cash so you can do it right, and then don't look back.
Exactly. Today's topic, meeting people from where they come, specifically sellers. This is the meat of the show. Jill, tell us your secret. What happens when a seller calls in? Here, I'm going to paint the picture for you.
Okay.
You know me. I send out a bajillion letters. I stick your name on the bottom and your phone number and your email address.
Called Jill. And you're off.
Poor Jill.
And then poor Jack. If you golf, that's where you'd be, but you don't golf. And then you go get on the boat.
Then
go,
poor,
well, see
poor
ya.
Jill.
My work's done.
80% of the people call and they say that we're the devil.
Aww.
And then, but then there's just 20% of the people that call and say, you know what? Your timing's perfect. I would love to sell you my house or my piece of property for X, but who the heck are you? And then what do you do?
Well, you know what? Even for every single person. So here's let me back up. So we've been doing this for land forever, and I have a team, and my team is pretty much doing all the land stuff, but under my direction. So, but now we are starting up our house academy. So we're ramping up the house version of this. So, and I took the calls for a couple of days. I wanted to get these calls.
That's what cracks me up.
And it's so funny because even what you call the hate calls, they weren't that bad. I got just a handful. It was like 2 days, and I think I got three or something of that. And only one that was really kind of bad. But it, all I do is it just makes me laugh. So it's just so funny. So I have to go, okay, if that made you feel good, whatever. You know, so even those people, I meet them from where they come by taking a step back and going, all right, look, they have clearly put their heart and soul into this asset, and they think it's worth a lot. It is to them, and that's all you have to do and remember. Like, you know, that's important to them, and that's okay. I do it with our sellers. I do it with you, Jack. I do it with our kids. You know, you have to really take a step back and go, all right, you know, the whole saying, I believe in this, it's their perception. And you know what? No good, bad, right or wrong, it's their perception. It's like the same thing. You have to think like that. So when you're talking to sellers and they call in and you know, this is a big deal for them, you have to take a step back and go, you know what? It might only be this stupid $12,000 to me, but man, this $12,000 is going to make a huge difference in their life. And that's meeting them from where they come and taking it a notch back and trying to put yourself in their shoes for a minute. And that, what happens is now you have a great conversation. Now you build a rapport. They trust you. You're not talking to them like, yeah, I could write checks like this all day. You want one? I write three tomorrow. Yeah, I'll send one your way. Whatever. You know, if you did that, they're going to be like, ah, what a jerk. I don't want to sell to that person.
What a jerk.
You know what I mean? But if you take if you go, all right, I hear you. I understand. And it's like, there's times I've had conversations. I had a lady one time buying a property. I remember this was, you know, the story doesn't matter, but I think my offer was $900. And she said, can you make it $1,000? And I'm like, is an extra $100 going to make or break anything for me on this deal? No. So, but it for her? Yeah. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, meeting them from where they come, doing a little bit of nice thing too, like that, like, sure, extra $100 is going to make the difference for you. I can do that. Yeah. And then, boy, everybody walks away happy.
I'm going to throw out a few situations. I would love to hear how you handle them.
Okay.
Seller calls back and says, thanks for your letter. I got your letter. I really am interested in selling my house. And you sent the letter for $350,000. But you don't understand. I just put a pool in. Or my son put a pool in 10 years ago. We've only used it 3 times. So, and then it starts down the path. What do you do there? Do you just listen?
Yeah.
You just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
That's the difference between you and me.
Well, here's what's so funny, because I was talking about this with my team, my House Academy team right now. And we're revising and updating and adding to their checklist, basically, when these people call in. Like solar panels.
What's on the checklist? Because
we just had to add solar panels on the checklist because I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't think to check for that. That's a whole new thing that we've opened up here. But so on the checklist, well, here's the thing. On the checklist are all the basics plus extra things that we might not have picked up in your data when you sent out the mailer that we need to know about the asset.
Excellent.
To make a decision.
Stuff.
So, but what's the point of this is when you sit back and let them talk, you pick up on things that are on your checklist.
So it takes a long time.
Things you need to know. You know, like, oh, I just wrote that last check for the taxes and it was about killed me. Well, taxes current, check. You know what I mean? So there's stuff like that you just pick up on. And they talk about, I know it needs a roof. All right, note to self, thank you. Needs a roof. You know, whatever. You're picking up on things by letting them talk. And sometimes even just letting them talk, that they think you're befriending them.
Yeah.
And
I know you're right.
And that's
just so painful.
All you need to do. Well, then you just have to have the right person doing the answering
right.
the phone, and it's clearly not you.
If the right person in this situation prices the property and gets the mail out.
See, that's, you know what? This is such a good thing. I don't know if this is a whole nother show topic, but you and I starting getting this House Academy ramped up right now. Keep looking at each other going, wow, you know, that
I just shake my head.
Well, we clearly, this is what we should be doing. We've gotten busy in other parts of our business and that's distracted us a little bit, like office space
and
just other stuff.
Offers to owners.
Yeah.
Side companies.
Some of our side businesses. And we've had to go like, all right, take a step back and go, wait a minute. What's really important here?
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, what's important is buying and selling these assets.
I think so,
and
too.
And that is what we're good at.
You know what else I was thinking yesterday, too, because we were talking about, we had a bunch of properties. We have a bunch of accumulated fantastic assets that are in the process of being resold. And what I was thinking was, so the land piece of this, I started in the late 90s, and you came along. But this house thing, you and I cranked this up together from the ground up.
That's,
I mean, we were
true.
Doing it for a while, and we still do it for a while with one guy.
Right.
Which is how I learned that there's so much money in it.
Right.
But this is ground up, you and I, we designed it.
Yeah.
The software, all of it.
Yeah.
Like you're building out the CRM about the questions people are supposed to ask.
Building out the team, defining the different roles
the right
with the transaction coordinators, boots on the ground, and all of that.
That's pretty powerful.
It really is.
We're bringing a lot of experience, just real world actual experience to the table on this thing.
It's
different than land.
But you know what's so funny? I was just going to say, it's not that far.
It's not. Actually,
it's not that crazy. People look at it like, oh, well, I couldn't possibly flip a house.
2 days from now, we're scheduled to do a show called Land Versus Houses.
Oh, good.
So we'll talk about all that.
Oh, good. I'm excited. So you're telling me save it.
Yeah.
Got it.
We could just do one big, long 15-hour show.
Oh, my God.
And then we could cover it all. And then we wouldn't... Then we could... how awful would
take a month off? What the heck is that? That would not be good.
Sometimes I watch movies on, like, Netflix-produced series, and I swear, it's like one 15-hour movie, and they just turn the camera off at the hour point.
Oh, yeah.
And then they turn it back on.
That's true. I
envy that.
I know. I love it.
Well, you've done it again. Spend another 15 minutes with us listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow, where we talk about what really motivates you. I mean, really deep down. Not like what you think should motivate you, because that sometimes can put you in the wrong position. What really...
Or what you think you should be motivated by. That can put you in a worse position.
A lot of crazy things just came
to mind. Oh, my gosh. And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on jackchill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. What really motivates you?
I have
just
to think about it.
Turn the mic off and then turn it back on.
I have to think about that a lot. Wait, what does that mean?
It's just it's a producer joke.
Oh, I don't understand. mic off. So.
Well, go ahead.
You know what? You know, there's those core things that motivate. There's things that you think, money or whatever, the house or whatever.
It's never money.
It's never that. You have to really sit and think about it. That's what's so funny. Everybody, you could easily rattle off five things that motivate you, but you have to really sit and think and go, what's the underlying thing?
Yep. I bet you a dollar. The top five you think of
are
don't
not real.
Actually really motivate
no,
you.
No, they're not.
It's the difference between lust and love.
There's a difference?
Love. Wow.
Need
to take a break for a minute.
Oh, no. Woo, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.